It is 10 minutes to nine. Still, yes, waiting for that verdict from the Derek Chauvin trial in the US. We'll bring it to you as soon as it comes. Controversy now is brewing over Rocket Lab's work at the Mahia Peninsula. Locals are angry at the use of military payloads and accuse the company of breaking its promise. But the local mayor is all for it. Our Hawke's Bay reporter Tom Kitchen has more.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4...
That's what it sounds like when a rocket launches from the Mahia Peninsula in the Wairoa district of Hawke's Bay. Rocket Lab has been celebrated for its Kiwi ingenuity, but it seems to have burned off support among Mahia locals. Billboards have gone up around the tiny settlement saying, "No military payloads, Haere Atu Rocket Lab." That means, "Go away, Rocket Lab." Sonia Smith of Ngāti Rākei Pāka Hapu is the organiser of the watchdog group Rocket Lab Monitor. She says the lack of transparency is worrying.
The consent process seemed to have what you call a red carpet treatment compared to maybe other consents and other companies. And just generally a discontent amongst hapu and iwi about, I guess, an arrogance that the company had that things were a foregone conclusion and that they could do what they wanted when they wanted.
She says the community was promised the facility would not be used for military purposes.
We were sold a bit of a story. It seemed like a good story. It was exciting. It was entrepreneurial. Talked about, you know, satellite launches that are supported environmental outcomes and safety outcomes, and that's not really how it's played out.
The Green Party's spokesperson for security and intelligence, Tiano Toiono, says Rocket Lab and the government have missed the mark on honouring Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
People spoke to us around concerns of around the impacts on Mahina Kai and Pātaka Kai, being able to, you know, the impacts on the environment. And then there were also concerns about access as well. To access Urupā and Wahitapu.
He says the Green Party wants action.
We want military connections launches to stop. I think the way that this whole thing has developed, it started off as one thing and next thing you know, it became another thing.
However, Wairoa Mayor Craig Little is full of praise for Rocket Lab and its founder, Peter Beck.
Thank God the technology that Peter Beck has is on this side of the fence and not the other side. Like, he's doing things that other countries can't even dream of doing with his rockets, you know. He's an incredible guy, and I think there's been a lot of unfair and a lot of misinformation out there of what's happening.
He says there's been benefits for the community and is hoping for more.
It's been great to be put on the map for them, and I'm sure once Rocket Lab and they are starting to make a lot of money, I'm sure they'll start investing a lot more into the community.
He says concerns should be addressed to the government.
The government makes its decisions on what can go up in the Rocket Lab. So don't give Rocket Lab a serve. If you're really concerned and everyone's right, has a right to the opinions, you know, talk to the government about it.
Rocket Lab wasn't available for an interview. In a statement, it says all payloads launched from New Zealand meet government requirements. Last month, it held a hui with local iwi, Ngāti Rongo Mai Wahine.
Contact details for our team are provided at these meetings. And in addition, we encourage people to get in touch with Rocket Lab via an 0800 number and email address, which is available on posters and signage throughout Mahia, as well as on our website. Separate to these meetings, we regularly invite community members with questions or concerns to contact us, meet our team and visit our facilities, including the launch site.
Rocket Lab did not respond to RNZ's question about whether it had broken a promise to the Mahia community. Minister for Economic and Regional Development, Stuart Nash, who's also the MP for the area, says any payload must align with the country's values and interests. He won't approve any payload if it contributes to a nuclear weapons program. Mo te hōtaka o te ata, ko Tom Kitchener.